So it's Dalit Shvat, the yahrzeit of the Bava Sali. So what better time than to share a gadol story or two about the holy Bava Sali? Whenever a visitor came to share his anguish with my father, i.e. the Bava Sali, writes his son, he would feel his pain as if it were his own, and would always look for a virtuous aspect of the individual's personality which would legitimize his praying for him. The following occurrence illustrates the manner in which he did this. After many years of childlessness, a certain person came to share his pain with my father. He told my father that he had undergone fertility tests, which showed that both he and his wife were physically capable of having children. However, the doctors informed him that he apparently suffered from an extremely rare condition, which prevented him from being fertile. And as a consequence, he should resign himself to the fact that he would never have children his entire life. The doctors advised that they should either divorce or adopt children. The couple had chosen adoption, and after working their way through the endless bureaucratic procedures, they finally received official permission to adopt the child. Then at the last moment, just before receiving the name of the child assigned to them by the adoption agency, they decided to visit my father and ask for his advice. My father sat deep in thought for a few minutes, and then said in a decisive manner, "Cancel the adoption application procedure, and wait one more year, and may God have mercy on you." The couple decided to follow my father's advice, although with a heavy heart. After they left my father's study, he cried intensely for an entire hour. He beseeched God as his son would entreat his father, crying, "Master of the universe, this man is totally healthy. Why would such a rare condition occur to him? May you have mercy on this Jew." Sure enough, my father's prayers were accepted. And within 1 year, the woman gave birth to twins, one male and one female. One more amazing story of the prayer of the Bava Sali. When terrorists seized control of the Sabina airplane in Lud Airport and held its passengers hostage, my father was in Tiberias. When he was told the terrible news by his host, he locked himself in his room and began to pray fervently for the hostages' release, as well as for the demise of the terrorists. In the midst of his ardent prayer, he began to cry and scream frightfully, the sound of which was heard a long distance away. Meanwhile, rabbis from all over the country arrived at my father's house in Ashkelon in order to ask him to pray for the welfare of the hostages. To their great distress, they were told that my father was not home but in Tiberias. With the greatest haste, they traveled to Tiberias to look at my father. When they arrived at the house where he was staying, my father's host recounted for the rabbis how my father had begun to pray from the beginning of the incident. The rabbis then received a report that the terrorists had been killed and the hostages were safe without injury. When they finally met my father, they had nothing to tell him but that the hostage has been saved on the merit of his prayers. He dismissed their praise for him, however, by saying, "It's not due to my merit, but to the merit of my holy ancestors. God knows that my anguish exceeded that which was felt by the hostages themselves." It later became known that at the same moment that my father began to cry and scream in the midst of prayer, security forces had entered the plane and killed the terrorists. Gewalt. Amazing, amazing story. May we be blessed to daven with all our heart, and to believe in the koach of tzaddikim.